Natchez has been awarded $1.1 million in federal funds to rebuild what buttresses an imperiled section of State Street between Martin Luther King and Arlington Streets. The money is contained in a congressional appropriation President Trump signed into law last month, according to Natchez Mayor Dan Gibson. The $1.1 million will be spent to correct failing drainage infrastructure that traverses underneath State Street near Fine Avenue. The stormwater drainage structure's collapse would force a road closure, with traffic being detoured by about 1 mile. According to the mayor. If one Louisiana lawmaker has his way, inspection stickers will soon be a thing of the past.
Representative Larry Bagley will be filing a bill for the upcoming legislative session that would do away with private passenger safety inspection stickers. The Stonewall Republican says paying to get your vehicle inspected every year amounts to a tax that serves no purpose.
If you go get your car inspected and you drive out the other end and somebody breaks your windshield, your car's not inspected anymore.
Bagley points out that there's nothing in a failed inspection that police cannot pull you over and cite you for. Bagley's bill will not apply to commercial vehicles. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
We're only just finishing the first month of 2026, and already several states are hoping to make this the year they stop changing the clocks for daylight saving time. Legislation to make daylight saving time permanent, setting the clocks ahead an hour in spring and not setting them back in the fall, has been introduced in Mississippi, plus Missouri, Nebraska, New Mexico, New York, Virginia, and West Virginia. The bills in Missouri, Virginia, and West Virginia call for year-round daylight saving time should Congress give states the power to observe the advanced time zone. States have the ability to lock their clocks, but current federal regulations limit the decision to year-round standard time. Several other states have proposed year-round standard time. LaSalle Parish Schools is the first district in Louisiana to eliminate homework assignments.
Superintendent Jonathan Garrett says assigning homework does not automatically lead to student success.
Students who complete homework usually are the ones who already knew how to do it in the first place.
Garrett believes that no homework will allow both students and teachers to make the most out of each day.
We want someone who's going to come and give the absolute most they can during the time they're with us, and then they go home and get rest up and get ready to do it again.
At the end of the school year, the district leaders will review data before deciding whether the change becomes permanent. I'm Andre Champagne.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Valley is at 15.08 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.